From Washington, this is VOA News. The Taliban has formally confirmed the death of the group's founder, Mullah Omar. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington. The Islamist movement issued a statement on Thursday. It said Omar died of illness, but gave no details of when or where. It only said his health deteriorated over the last 15 days of his life. The announcement sheds no new light on whether a statement Wednesday from the Afghan government is correct in saying that Omar died 2 years ago. A Pakistani statement earlier Thursday said the next round of Afghan peace talks have been postponed at the request of the Afghan Taliban leadership. Qazi Khalilullah is the Pakistani Foreign Ministry spokesman.
Efforts are being made for facilitating the second round of peace talks between the Afghan Taliban and Afghan government.
Khalilullah said Pakistan remains hopeful the Taliban leadership will stay engaged in the peace process. Investigators in Toulouse, France, will start examining a piece of plane debris to determine if it is part of the Malaysian Airlines jet that mysteriously vanished in March of 2014. The 2-meter-long fragment was found Wednesday on a beach in Reunion Island, more than 3,500 kilometers from where the Boeing 777 was last tracked. As Harudin Abdul Rahman is Malaysia's Director General of Civil Aviation.
This is the most credible lead that we have to date of any part of the aircraft that we can locate or we can identify. So
experts say that they believe the results of the tests will be positive based on the shape and the holes that connect it to other parts of the airplane. This is VOA News. The U.S. economy advanced a solid 2.3% in the April to June period after a harsh winter with a small gain. The Commerce Department reported Thursday that a surge in consumer spending and new export gains pushed the world's largest economy ahead in the second quarter. The agency also reversed an earlier estimate, concluding that the American economy grew a tepid 0.6% in the first 3 months of the year, rather than shrinking 0.2%. U.S. consumer spending accounts for 70% of the country's economy. It picked up markedly during the spring months, advancing nearly 3% compared to just under 2% growth in the January to March period. The British Home Office said Thursday it has granted outspoken Chinese dissident artist Ai Weiwei a full 6-month business visa, despite his earlier claim to the contrary. I said on his Instagram page that the United Kingdom Visas and Immigration Office had issued him only a 20-day entry visa, claiming he had lied on an application form about his so-called criminal record. The British said that it was a matter of public record that he had previously received a criminal conviction in China and he failed to declare it. But the Home Office said that reports that Mr. I has been refused a visa are not correct. It said that he has been granted a visa to enable him to travel to the UK for the full duration of the stay he requested. The 57-year-old artist is a frequent critic of Beijing and has never formally been charged with or convicted of a crime. An al-Qaeda affiliate abducted an American-trained rebel commander and 7 of his fighters in northern Syria just days after they were deployed in the war-torn country. According to a monitoring group, fighters with the rebel militia Division 30 were snatched Tuesday night by jihadists, mounting a checkpoint near the Syrian town of Zahrat al-Makiyah. That's about 40 kilometers northeast of Homs. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the incident happened as the fighters were returning from a meeting in the city of Azaz in northern Aleppo province to their headquarters. India has executed Yaqub Maimon early Thursday for his role in the 1993 Mumbai bombings that killed 257 people. The 53-year-old was hanged at a prison in the western city of Nagpur hours after the country's Supreme Court rejected his final pleas. Maimon was convicted in 2007 of plotting and financing the bombings that hit multiple sites in Mumbai, including the Bombay Stock Exchange, Air India offices, hotels, and a movie theater. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.